This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today, and I'm glad to be with you proclaiming the Word of God. Hallelujah. We love the Word of God. And you know, the Word made flesh is Jesus, the incarnate Son of the Eternal Father, who loves you and who is in love with you. Oh, yes. Why do people run away from Jesus? I see people running away from Jesus today. Maybe because they've done something that they regret. But you see, if you've done something that you regret, you run toward Jesus because you need forgiveness. You go to confession, and the blood of Jesus washes it away. I tell you, we need not hide ourselves from Jesus, because wherever we go, He is there. He is there. What we need to do is to just face Him. Face Him and face our problems, our sin. Oh, yes. Unless you repent and give yourself to Him who died and rose for you, you will not go to heaven, and you will not have peace on this earth. Unless you go to Him, His name is Jesus, His wonderful name, and He loves you, and He doesn't point His index finger at you saying, "You sinned." His arms are open on the cross, and He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, that they know not what they do." I remember once I went to confession, and the priest said, "You should have known better." And I said to him, "That's why I'm here. I didn't know better. I need Jesus today." The poor priest. Oh, yes, I confessed my sins to Jesus and to the church, and I received forgiveness and absolution. But I did not need to hear, "You should have known better." Oh, no, when people come to confession to me, the only thing I can give them is forgiveness in the blood of the Lamb. I never would say to anyone, "You should have known better." That's why they're here. They didn't know better. They were tempted. They fell into sin. Oh, yes, maybe that's you. You were tempted. You fell into sin. But God in Christ wants to forgive you as you turn away from your sin. You know what Thomas Aquinas said? He said, "The sinner that's going to confession, to the church, is forgiven as they're walking toward the confessional." But we need to confess our sins. We need to confess our sins. Jesus said in the 20th chapter of St. John, "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." Oh, yes. I'm waiting for Father Sebastian to come home from India so I can make a good confession. I'm waiting. I'm not feeling torment. I'm not feeling terrible guilt, but I know I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and God has forgiven me in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, I cannot point my finger at anyone because I am a sinner saved by grace, saved by grace, saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when people come to me with their sins, I cannot do anything but absolve them as they repent and turn away from their wickedness. Oh, yes, I in myself have wickedness in me. That's why I need salvation every day in the blood of Jesus. Every day I need mercy. Every day I need Jesus. Every day. I do not come to this microphone thinking that I am different than you. Oh, no. The reason I have this microphone is I'm just like you. Just like you. And am in need of the blood of the Lamb. There's nobody that is walking away from Jesus that cannot be saved as they turn around 180 degrees. But you say, you promised you wouldn't do it again. Oh, yes. I remember once in 1968, I said to Jesus as I felt his presence, I will never doubt you again. Well, Jesus knew I was lying. He knew I was lying. I was thinking I was telling the truth. There's been times that I've doubted the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? Even in those times, I turn to him because he's there. He is the one at the Father's right hand right now, interceding for you. You cannot lose. We have a great intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the Father's right hand, who shed his blood for you, who shed his blood for you, and who died for you, and who rose from the dead for you. He is the great intercessor. My prayer partner is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, by grace. How many times have I failed? How many times have I sinned? But you know what? Never once did he reject me. Never once did he say, you should have known better. No, no, no. I come to him with tears of repentance. Oh, I wish I had tears. I wish I had tears. I don't, but I do have a heart that comes to Jesus, goes to Jesus, seeking mercy, repentance. I'm just like you. That's why I'm on the radio. I'm not any he-man in the spirit. I'm just like you. But I know the truth. The blood of Jesus covers all our sins when we confess our sins. Oh, that sacrament of confession is a wonderful sacrament. Oh, I had someone on the phone yesterday, a young person who loves Jesus. Oh, he was on the phone telling me how much he loved Jesus. I was so privileged to listen to him. And you know what? He's going to come to see me sometime. He's 16, and he loves Jesus. He's had a conversion experience as Father Matt Williams preaches the gospel. So many young people have had conversion experiences and turned to Jesus. Oh, yes. I was so delighted to speak to him yesterday. Yesterday, I had the privilege of hearing confessions because today at one of the Catholic schools, the Archbishop Cardinal Sean is going to visit that school. And people wanted to be forgiven for their sins. I was called and said, are you available? Oh, yes, I'm available. I'm always available by the grace of God. I remember when I was a seminarian, and I had a person who was supposed to instruct me. She was not Catholic. I don't even think she was Christian. And she said to me, you're always available to Jesus, and you think Jesus is always available to you. I said, I don't think it. I know it. I know he's always available to me. But not only to me, but to everyone. You. He's available. And he wants to give you mercy. That's Jesus. The only thing you need to do is turn away from your sin. This morning, I had a picture of someone running away from Jesus because they sinned. And Jesus is there. Say, don't run away. Come to me. All of you who are weary and find life burdensome, I will refresh you. I will forgive your sins. Don't run away. Run toward me. Go to confession. Let me forgive you. Let my blood take from you, from the roots, your sin. And you say, but I said I wasn't going to do it again, and I fell into it again. Well, you know what? Join the human race. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. If I am without sin, it is because of the grace of God. It has nothing to do with me. If you are without sin, it is because of the grace of God. It has nothing to do with you. But the Lord beckons. Oh, he beckons us like a lighthouse. Oh, you are in distress today. Come to me. Come to me. And I will give you peace. You're in distress today. Come to me. Do not run away from me. You've done what you thought you'd never do again. So you've run away from me. Do not run away from me. Run toward me. Do not cover your face in shame, but run toward me and embrace me. And I embrace you with forgiveness as you come to confession. Oh, yes. It's a great sacrament, and it's not used the way it used to be used. Many years ago, I would go to confession so often. People would go to confession so often. And then we said, well, we've not robbed banks. We've not done murder. We've not done this or that or stolen. We stopped going to confession. You stopped? No, don't stop. Run. Run to Jesus in the priest. Run to him. And if he is a sinner himself, and he is, he will receive you as you confess your guilt, as you repent of your sin. You know, not many people talk about repentance, but what repentance is 180 degree turnaround. I'm walking toward the darkness. I've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And repentance is I turn around 180 degrees and walk toward the light. Thomas Aquinas said, probably as the penitent is walking to the confessional, they have been forgiven. I tell you, forgiveness is a wonderful thing. Many, many people are going to psychiatrists, and I have gone to psychiatrists, but the psychiatrist cannot forgive my sins. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can. And he does it through the ministry of the church. The formula is through the ministry of the church. May the Lord grant you pardon and peace. And I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Through the ministry of the church. Do you know that today? Do you know that there's a great sacrament and God is beckoning you? Come back. Come back. And you've been hard-hearted. I'm not going to tell another man my sins. Jesus said to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, yes. We have that great sacrament. But people have fallen away from that great sacrament of penance. I'm not going to tell another man my darkness. You know, when I go to confession, I don't think I'm telling another man. I know I'm telling Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling Jesus that I've sinned. Not only have I sinned against you, God, but I've sinned against the church, for my sin is great. The scripture says in Psalm 51, indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. Oh, yes, a sinner that my mother conceived me. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means we've missed the bullseye. That's you, that's me. That's why we need to confess our sins and confess them in the sacrament of penance. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. But you see, many of us do not want to humble ourselves because we're too proud. I go right to God. Well, you've not only sinned against God, when you've sinned against his people as well as against God. When I sin against God and against his people, head and members. Oh, yes. And the church has given us, and Christ has given us, this great sacrament. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. I remember someone coming to me. I don't remember what they said, but I said to them, you know what? As I give you absolution, you are as clean as a newly baptized person. Your sin is uprooted through the blood of Jesus. Catherine of Siena, mystic, wonderful woman of God, when she would go to confession, would say, I'm going under the blood. Joan of Arc, before they burned her, went to confession. She had done nothing wrong. She was not a witch. But she forgave those who were going to burn her. You see, they asked Joan of Arc one day, are you in the state of grace? And Joan answered, if I am, thanks be to God. If I'm not, may God put me there now. What an answer. What an answer. This is marvelous. If I'm in the state of grace, thanks be to God. And if I'm not, that the Lord put me there now. That's Joan of Arc. We burned her at the stake. But you know what? We do not remember the names of those who burned her, but we remember the names of the one who was burned because she was a Christian Catholic and she died for Jesus Christ, even though she was not guilty. I tell you, we've made many mistakes. We've made many mistakes, but you see, even in our mistakes, God uses us. It's time for us to repent. It's time for us to go to confession. It's time for us to experience the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. It's time. You haven't been to confession in 42 years, maybe. It's time to turn back and confess your sins to Jesus and the church. It's time. We used to go to confession every other week, probably, when we were kids. We had no need of psychiatrists because all our guilt was laid at the cross. I'm not speaking against psychiatrists. I tell you, I've gone to one, and he's a man of God. But he could not forgive my sins. He could not forgive my sins. And that was the big problem. I needed forgiveness. I remember once when I had fallen into sin. And as I had fallen into sin, I ran away rather than ran toward the Lord Jesus Christ. I ended up in North Andover at a contemplative group of sisters. One sister was there for me. She heard me. I told her that I had turned my back on Jesus. And she said, "You are loved. Jesus shed his blood for you." Immediately, I was near a place where priests live. I went to confession. And you know what? I was forgiven from the roots. From the roots. You know why I'm a good confessor? Because I have gone to confession and continue to go to confession because I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I welcome other sinners that they would come to again under the cross, under the blood, and receive mercy. Mercy triumphs over justice. Thank you, God. Mercy triumphs over justice. Thank you, Lord. Mercy triumphs over justice for you. Yes, for you. And you say, "I've turned my back on Jesus." Well, you know what? Join the human race. Come back. Come back. Go to confession. Go to confession. Go to confession. Come back. Leave the confessional knowing that you're as white as snow now because you've turned away from your sin and you've given your life back to Jesus, the Messiah. I tell you, we need to go to confession. We need to tell another person that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's humbling. It's humbling. But you know what? That humility is wonderful. That humility is wonderful. I remember someone coming to me, I believe it was a priest, and the priest gave his confession. And I was so grateful that he came to me, that God sent him to me, that he might be forgiven through the blood of the Lamb and through the forgiveness of the church. I tell you, it's a wonderful sacrament. It's a wonderful sacrament. And you know what? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is in Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for you, for the remission of your sins. Yes, all have sinned, but the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin as we confess our sins in humility. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.